Okay, good morning. Good morning, and thank you for joining our weekly tourism industry partner phone call. I am Pamela Johnson from the Visitor and Convention Bureau. I'm sitting in this week for Tamara, who is traveling for business. So we will go ahead and get started. We're nine on the dot here. I believe our TDC chair and Commissioner Brian Hammond is with us today to kick off our chat. Are you on the call, Commissioner?
Yeah, good morning. I just unmuted my line, so hopefully y'all can hear me.
Yes,
Good morning,
we can
Pamela.
hear you. Good morning. Good morning, Commissioner. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, happy to join y'all. Just wanted to give a brief update. Yesterday, I had the privilege of attending a conference that's happening at the Colusa Sound Convention Center right now. And the folks at the conference are engineers who specifically work on beach and shoreline preservation. And so, obviously, the big topic of conversation they were studying and going over lessons learned from Hurricane Ian, looking deep at the impacts that the storm surge brought to many of our barrier islands, including, Fort Myers Beach as one of those islands. And I did hear a gentleman who was the engineer for Fort Myers Beach give a talk about what his process is going to look like to apply for the permits to get the beach re-nourished and re-engineered and put back to pre-storm condition. He says, absolutely, you will be able to walk barefoot on the beach with confidence when the work is done, that they will be trying to do everything they can to recreate and put the beach back to where it was pre-storm. And I asked him for an estimated timeline of when that'll all be complete, and he said right now he can estimate probably June of 2024 for the work to be complete. Now, the work will happen in phases, and so some will be done earlier than that. And obviously, we're working very hard on the county side on our county beach parks to get sand on those beaches as fast as possible. And again, everybody wants to make sure that we have the same beach experience that people have always come to know and enjoy and love, that has supported our economy, that has supported our businesses, that has supported our jobs here in the area. And so a lot of really smart people in the room yesterday looking at how they can build it back and build it back in a more resilient way. I think it's to me, it was an encouraging time. I shared with the group some of the great memories that I had of being on Fort Myers Beach, playing with my kids in the sand, and just taking that wonderful time to enjoy the paradise that we have down here. And they said, happy memories will be made at Fort Myers Beach again, and I can't wait for that day. So, Pamela, I think that's really all I had, but I'm here if you guys have any questions.
Well, thank you. And thank you so much for that important update, Commissioner. I know that's the question we get so often about the beaches, and obviously everyone wants to know when the timeline and everything. So I really appreciate you sharing that with us. If you don't mind, Commissioner, if I may ask, do you have time if anyone may have a question for you?
Yep, I'll hang out.
Okay, all righty then. Does anybody have a question for Commissioner Hammond this morning? If you do, please hit star two to unmute yourself. All right. Okay, no worries then. Commissioner, I know you have a busy day ahead, so if you need to run off, that's fine. We do appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule to connect with us this week. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Pamela, and thank you for all that all of you do on the call. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Next, we have Carol Obermeyer, who is Director of Air Service Development at the Lee County Port Authority, RSW. And Carol's going to give us an update for the airport. Carol, we know it's a really busy time right now at RSW, so we are happy to hear from you. Please go ahead and hit star two and unmute yourself.
Thank you, Pamela. Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for having me on the call. We have a few exciting new air service announcements that will be starting, in fact, starting tomorrow. American Airlines will start Dallas-Austin tomorrow, February 3rd. It will run through May 4th, so we're super, super excited with that. We've been working with American for this. They've run it a few years, seasonal here and there, and we've also partnered with Austin Airport, so we are super excited about this. Also, Avelo Airlines will be starting weekly Wilmington, Delaware service, which is super cool. We that will draw a lot of people from the Philadelphia area, South Jersey area. So we're looking forward to that. And Avelo will also be starting weekly Raleigh-Durham service starting February 16th, and that's seasonal as well, and that will run through to April 28th. Also, United Airlines will be bringing back their LAX and SFO. They had it here during the Christmas holidays, and so it will be coming back March 3rd and March 4th. So we're going to have more of the West Coast service with United Airlines, and of course, along with Alaska, with Seattle. We have Eurowings Discover, as you know, is operating Saturdays only right now to Frankfurt. It will March 28th. It will go to three times a week. It will be Tuesday, Friday, Saturdays. So that should run through till October on that. We're really excited about our nonstop German service getting, you know, coming back to where it was and where it's had been for years. So super excited about that. We have been working with our with Lee County Visitor Convention Bureau and Collier County on doing a really cool marketing program on that, as we do every year. So we will be having more of our German visitors and European visitors into our market with the nonstop flights. Also, just a quick update too, you may have seen this, but we are so excited. Our year-ending numbers were the highest ever. Excuse me. We had 10,300,000 this year. So it's been our highest number ever. And just a little FYI, we updated our February air service update. You can see all these announcements that I made, I'm talking about, on our website. So we just put it on our website. It's February's air service update for anyone to review. And if you have any questions, just please give me a call. And Pamela, that's all I have.
Oh, that's a great update, Carol, and thank you so much. I know that I had reached out to you earlier this week about West Coast Air Service because I couldn't recall where we were with that, and I was happy to hear what you just reported about United, and we still retain the service on Alaska Air to Seattle. So that's very important, I know, for a lot of the some of the businesses locally who need that West Coast service to connect to Asia and beyond. So thank you so much. And thanks for reminding everybody. Yes, if you want to see all of the destinations that we fly to at RSW nonstop and otherwise, it's on the iFly LCPA.com. And it is updated on a monthly basis. So thank you so much, Carol, for sharing that update with us. I know you have to
welcome.
Run.
No, so. You're welcome. I can stick for if there's any questions. But okay. Thank you so much, Pamela.
All right. No worries. Let me just go ahead now and just find out if anyone has any questions for you right now related to air service. If you have any questions for Carol, if you'd like to hit star 2 to unmute yourself, and you feel free to go ahead and ask your question. All right. Okay. No worries, Carol. I definitely appreciate you jumping on the call today, and wish you well in your travels later today.
Okay. Thank you, Pamela. Thank you, everyone. Have a good day.
You too. All right. Now I would like to introduce Tom Hall, who is with the City of Fort Myers. He's a public art consultant with an exciting project he's going to talk to us about, the River Basin Mural Project. Tom, good morning. This is Pamela. We're pleased to have you today. So if you are on, please go ahead and hit star 2 to unmute yourself.
Good morning, Pamela. Hello, everyone.
Good morning.
So you're probably aware that this weekend is Art Fest Fort Myers. And that outdoor art festival draws tens of thousands of art lovers to downtown Fort Myers every year. And this year, the city has a special surprise in store for those attendees. We are underway installing a walkable outdoor art and history museum on the stanchions and obelisks that anchor the decorative fence that encircles the river basin that's wedged between the Luminary Hotel and Hendry Street. Now, when that's completed, that outdoor gallery will feature 57 murals that depict people and scenes from the days of yesteryear when Fort Myers was a waterfront community dominated by seven long piers that extended out into the river. At present, we have 24 of those 57 murals installed. And one of the things that people can do when they walk around that sidewalk is they can certainly look at the pictures and imagine their own stories, or if they've been locals, maybe even reminisce a little bit. But the centerpiece of this project is a phone app known as Otocast. That's OtoCast, Otocast. It's a free download, and when someone downloads Otocast, they can actually listen to the voice of public art in Fort Myers, Bill Taylor, tell them stories about the murals that they're looking at. So if you're looking at a mural and you want to know what's that all about, what's the historical significance of that, where was that and when did that occur, you just hit that download and touch the icon, and the phone will tell you all about the history of that particular panel. So realistically, when this project's completed, you can start at point A and go all the way around the basin. And when you're done, you'll know more about local history than even a lot of historians do. So we're very excited about the project. It's going to take a little bit of time to complete. As you can probably imagine, doing the research and writing the scripts for the audios is kind of time consuming. And of course, recording the audios is a project in and of itself. And the one thing that we are a little hampered by is eight of the stanchions and two of the obelisks were damaged by surge associated with Hurricane Ian. And so we're working with the city right now to try to come up with a timetable for repairing those stanchions and obelisks. But we're going to complete the installation of all of the other murals sometime during the month of February. So except for those 10 surfaces, we should have all of the other 47 murals installed by the end of the month, maybe even by Valentine's Day. So that I think gives you a pretty good update. Oh, I should probably point out that this was a partnership between the city's Public Art Committee, the CRA, which has underwritten the project, and the Fort Myers Mural Society, which provided 39 local artists to render these panels. This is kind of an interesting project. We derived the protocol from the Philadelphia mural project that's been going on for decades. And instead of actually painting the murals onto the concrete, the murals were painted on mural cloth, which is then attached to the concrete using an acrylic gel. And because of that process, these murals will probably be good without any need for maintenance for the next 40 or 50 years. So this really is truly a legacy project.
Tom, I tell you, that is just so exciting to hear. I'm a big fan of public art, and you know, using local artists, and their collective artistic abilities to tell a story is always fascinating to me. So this is a really great project for downtown Fort Myers. I know we also at the VCB have asked visitors to download Otocast as well in order to, you know, get the history and everything. And so we're very happy to have you on today to explain this to us. And I'll go ahead now and just ask if anybody might have any questions about this project. You're saying this weekend at Art Fest, Tom, that people are able to go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yes, it is Art Fest. So when all those folks are there to enjoy all of the artist booths and vendors, they'll be able to walk around the River Basin and at least take in 24 of the murals and listen to the stories about them on AutoCast.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Does anyone have any questions for Tom right now or comments for Tom on this particular topic we're talking about today? If you do, just go ahead and hit star 2, and you will be unmuted. All right, Tom. Well, they're being quiet today, but again, I really appreciate you coming on today to share this important story. Excited for Art Fest this weekend. It's a great event that brings a lot of people to the downtown area. Really excited for it this year. Just has so much even deeper meaning in the wake of what we've all been through. So thank you so much for sharing this morning. Thank you, Tom.
Oh, you're quite welcome, Pamela. The pleasure is mine.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. We will now move on to Mr. Milkey, Jeff Milkey, who's the director of Lee County Sports Development, to share the latest happenings relative to sports tourism. Good morning and welcome, Jeff.
Good morning, Pamela. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Please go right ahead.
All right, thank you. Good morning, everyone. Just a quick update. We do have spring training, certainly is right around the corner. I know a lot of you are involved in that product. We had updates from Sean Smith and Mark Weber a couple of weeks ago, and hopefully you all have got some good information from that. We see a lot of excitement coming out of both Upper Midwest and the Boston area for spring training. We do have a number of amateur sports events starting to come back. And as you all know, we had a very successful MLK weekend with Perfect Game. We kind of tested our hotel inventories to see whether or not we had enough room for a larger amateur sports event, and we did. So we do have a fairly large youth soccer event coming up, volleyball, Roy Hobbs, Sunshine Classic has started. So you'll see your normal inventory of amateur sports events starting to happen. We will start our another installment of the Florida High School Baseball State Championships this year. So we just were able to get a three-year renewal last year from them, and this will be the first year of it. So we're excited to continue to call Fort Myers the home of the High School Baseball State Championships now for well over a decade. And we're trying to get back to business as usual, and we appreciate everyone on this call, all the hoteliers who are helping us, continue to try to find that normalcy and get back to hosting amateur events again. So unless anyone has questions, Pamela, that would be my update.
All right. Okay, Jeff, thank you so much for that. Hey, one thing that I wanted to ask you about, I happen to know that you and Tam braved the ridiculously cold Minnesota temperatures in the name of promotion for our area and spring training promotion for Lee County this past weekend in Minneapolis. Can you just share I know it's a consumer event and obviously, again, like I said, promoting the area and for spring training. What were some of the questions people had about our area?
Yeah, thank you for that reminder. I should have given that update. Tam, Jesse Lavender, who's our parks director, and I did go up for Twins Fest. It was an abbreviated Twins Fest. Usually it's a three-day event in Target Field where all the Twins fans come and get autographs, and it's a true fan festival as well as a ticket-buying opportunity. This year it was down to a one-day event, which we thought went quite a bit better. The booth was really busy most of the day, and I'll tell you the passion and support from Minneapolis fans for our community can't be understated. Everyone came up, and their first question was usually, "Are you guys really from there?" And we'd say, "Yeah," and they're like, "Well, how are you? And so we would, you know, kind of tell the story about our recovery and that in many parts of our community are nearly back to normal, and there are other parts of our community that are still suffering and have a long ways to go. But, you know, we encouraged everyone to continue to make their vacation plans. And they're just, it's so impressive how plugged in and knowledgeable Twins fans are about Lee County and Fort Myers. So they were excited. They all had a ton of compassion for our area, and it was really, really good to see.
Wonder. That's really good to hear. As far as the encouragement and the concern for the destination, obviously Minneapolis is always a top 10 destination of origin for our community. And hearing that, I'm not surprised, but it also makes me feel really good. And so, thank you so much to you and Tam and Jesse for braving those temperatures and promoting the destination for spring training. Hopefully we will have a very strong spring training this year.
Yeah, I think so. And I don't know if Mark Weber's on the call or not, if he wanted to add anything to that. But again, Mark Weber and Victor Gonzalez with the Twins were up there with us here from Fort Myers. So we answered lots and lots of questions about everything from general, how are you? What will we, you know, will we really notice, you know, the damage at the stadium? A lot of stadium questions. And then it went clear down to very specific properties and their, you know, favorite restaurants and favorite, you know, beach hangouts that they remember, you know, wondering if they're still there and what our long-term recovery looks like. So we answered quite a few questions that day.
Okay. So, Mark, if you're on the call and if you want to say something, you know, you're free to hit *2 to unmute yourself and chime in. Or if anyone else has any questions about sports tourism and any upcoming events for Jeff, go ahead and also hit *2, and Jeff would be happy to answer your questions. Okay, everybody's getting off pretty easy today, Jeff. But I do appreciate.
Tam, are you there?
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay, hi, Mark.
How are you? So thank
Good,
you for
thank
the
you.
Update. Yes, the Twins fans are excited to get back to spring training. We start in 2 weeks. Our pitchers and catchers are reporting the 15th, and then we have our first game on the 25th. So as Jeff indicated, the fans in the upper Midwest are itching to get out of the cold weather. I think it was about 15 below when we on Sunday and Monday morning when we were, it was Monday morning when I came back here. So obviously if anybody has any questions, but I'm happy to answer them, but more importantly we're right around the corner and we do have tickets on sale and we're ready to go.
Absolutely, absolutely. I know everybody's excited, and so we hope to have those stands full for the Twins this spring training, as well as the Red Sox. So thank you so much for adding your comments, Mark. I appreciate it. Any questions
thank
for
you.
Mark or Jeff? Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks so much, both of you. Really appreciate it. Next, we're going to move on to my colleague, Brian Ososki, who's a VCB marketing director. Brian is here to provide a marketing update for us. There's a lot happening as we shift into a new phase of our marketing recovery efforts, and I'll let Brian tell you more about that. So welcome, Brian.
Thanks, Pamela. Good morning. A little bit of a sound check. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. Thank you. Go right ahead.
Fantastic. Well, good morning, everyone. I guess the biggest news right out of the gate, roughly about a week and a half ago, we relaunched our recovery marketing efforts with our new brand campaign, our post-Ian recovery campaign that we're calling My Fort Myers. It includes sort of our core marketing operations like paid search, social, a lot of digital ad placements, a little bit of print, and some pre-roll video. But as we approach April and start ramping up for our summer season, April's our open window for those placements, we're really prioritizing opportunities that across the board provide the highest value. We're realigning all of our media packages, changing our destination messaging around the My Fort Myers campaign, and just wanted to share a list of some of our media partners with you real quick, because our effort, we feel, is very well-rounded. So we're working with Visit Florida, we're working with iHeart, NPR, Pandora, Spotify, Dot Dash Meredith, who publishes Midwest Living and Southern Living, Garden and Gun, Matador, The New York Times, The Local Palette, Tiny Beans, Sherman's Travel, Expedia, Vrbo, Priceline, and TripAdvisor. So it's an impressive list. For international, we're continuing to prioritize Canada, Germany, and the UK. For Germany and UK, we're taking an always-on approach this year. Right now, Canada, our marketing is on. For the summer months, we'll take a little step back, but then relaunch a bigger Canada push as we approach the fall. And you heard Carol talk about Eurowings a little bit. We're also holding back some resources for another partnership, potential partnership with Eurowings, just to help make sure that those German flights are just as full as they can be. Then for our meeting planners and travel trade business, this business actually doing really well, thanks in no small part to our sales team. So we're going to keep the momentum going. We're going all in with partners like Meta and Connect and Convention South, North Star Meetings, Smart Meetings, Florida Trend, and others. We're going to sort of maintain all those tried and true placements that have worked well for us over the years. And we're going to hit the weddings market pretty hard as well. We have partners lined up, Bridal Guide, The Knot, and Honey Fun lined up for 2023. In terms of partner co-op opportunities, we're keeping all those intact for summer and fall, including a dedicated strategy for our in-state opportunities. So if any of you are interested in learning more about participating with us in our co-op ad placements, please log into the co-op portal, take a look, and see what might interest you. If you need any assistance, just let me know. I'll put you in touch with Josh Lambert, who is on our MMGY agency team, who leads the co-op program on our behalf. We have a new landing page on leadvcb.com. It was important to Tam to make sure that we shared with you some of the work that we were doing in terms of our creative assets. So we've begun sharing some things there around the My Fort Myers campaign. We have some personal stories from our first four recovery ambassadors. We have some print and digital creative, some What's Open reels that have been performing extremely well on social. We have stories of recovery that our PR team has been working on, as well as some meetings and weddings creative. And we'll continue to update this page as we move through all the various phases of our recovery. So be sure to come back and check it out. You can see the link on leadvcb.com right there on the homepage. I think the next thing we'll be adding is new pre-roll video of our recovery ambassadors. Speaking of web pages, and you've heard Tam talk about this, we have officially transitioned our What's Open page on our primary leisure website to something that's much more engaging for visitors now. But I guess the important thing is that we're reverting back to our business listings in lieu of having that one long What's Open list. That page will be on there for a little while longer, but please go in and update your business listing. Confirm that you're open. Check your hours. Make sure that your amenities are all still accurate, that your imagery is up to date. Just make sure everything is accurate as it can be. And if you have any questions or issues accessing your listing account, your partner account, please reach out to me, and I'm glad to put you in touch with someone that can help. Just a few other initiatives the team's working on. You may remember that a couple years ago we launched the Sun Saver Passport. It offers digital deals throughout our area on dining and shopping and attractions, and we are refreshing that for 2023, targeting a launch sometime next month in March. So if your business is interested in participating for free in this program, I might add, just reach out and we'll put you in contact with Vanessa Gomez on our marketing team, who is going to lead the charge for us with SunSaver. Something else going live next week, also the Cape Coral Quest. This is a gamified scavenger hunt that's built on the same platform that we're using for the SunSaver Passport. And the cool thing about this is we produced it in partnership with the City of Cape Coral, and it provides visitors and residents just a fun way to explore the city. They have about 30 locations throughout the Cape incorporated into the scavenger hunt. And you have a chance to learn something about the area and earn points as you check in that can then be redeemed for prizes. And the grand prize is a stay at the Westin Cape Coral Resort at Marina Village. Thanks to Marwan and the team at the Westin for providing that prize. The VCB is also installing, this is pretty cool, some owned and operated webcams at different locations throughout our area. And we're looking at this as a placemaking project that eventually will feature a webcam in all of our neighborhoods when complete, and the first wave of our cams, again, going live next month. Right now we have places like downtown Fort Myers from the rooftop of Sidney Burton Davis Art Center, the Rotary Park Butterfly Garden in Cape Coral, Manatee Park in North Fort Myers, and out at the Port Boca Grande Lighthouse. So once the cams are live, we're going to incorporate them into our website, actively invite folks through social and email to take a look. We're going to share views from around Lee County, and we think it's a nice way to not only let visitors get a glimpse of our area, in some cases also follow our recovery progress. Another placemaking project that we're working on, this one an art project. You heard Tom earlier talk about the murals out there at the river basin. We're also working with the Mural Society to create murals in each of our 10 neighborhoods. Right now we're looking at locations, identifying themes and stories for each of our communities, and the first should be unveiled in early April at the downtown Fort Myers Library. So a lot of really positive public art projects going on. Nancy McPhee wanted me to call your attention to the application cycle details for all of our funding programs and webinar registrations. That is posted on leadvcb.com. I believe we have information there for Beach and Shoreline, events marketing, and attractions marketing. So check that out. And then the final couple of items this morning, you heard Jeff and Mark talking about spring training. And last week, I believe Tam mentioned that we will have a presence on the Twins equipment truck that's making the trip from Minneapolis to Fort Myers. We do have the dates now. It is departing Minneapolis on February 7th and arriving in Fort Myers on February 11th. So we're still waiting on the final route that the truck is going to take, but we're anticipating it will go through Chicago, Nashville, Atlanta, and Tampa on its way south, which will create some nice exposure for our area. Little excitement over spring training, of course. And I think effectively helping to utilize spring training as a message of recovery. You know, if our area is good enough for baseball, it's good enough for vacationing. And around that, we're working with WCCO in Minneapolis, which is the Twins' official radio station. We have a small campaign set up with them to help tell our recovery story. Of course, again, promote spring training, but really talk about our readiness to host visitors from one of our top Midwest markets. We have some, you know, recorded commercial spots, but what I'm looking forward to is we have a series of on-air interviews that will be conducted with WCCO, and we think that'll be great in terms of, you know, expressing where we are in recovery. And we're also taking a look at doing something similar with our friends in the Boston area as well, around the Boston Red Sox spring training. So I know that was a lot. With that, Pamela, that's my update, my report this morning, and I'm glad to try to answer any questions that our partners might have.
Thank you, Brian. That was a very comprehensive report. I thank you so much for sharing. Yes, I will open it up now. Does anyone have any questions for Brian regarding any of our marketing initiatives or the overview or recovery campaign, anything that he discussed? Please feel free to ask us questions. Just hit star 2 to unmute yourself. No questions at all? Man, they just must be like just the mind is spinning from all the things you talked about, Brian, because I know my head is spinning. It's a lot. Go right ahead. Excuse me. Go right ahead. Hello? I thought I heard somebody.
That may have been me, Pamela. I was just agreeing with you, so it may have been me.
Oh. Okay. I was just saying though that all the things that that are now in play to, you know, get our message out there about, you know, the places and the things that you can do while you're in the area. You know, as we still, you know, work on recovery for some areas, we're still talking about the experiences you can have while you're in the destination. So lots of good work, Brian. Thank you so much for that update. And with that, I'll just say quickly, I won't go into all the other teams of the VCB right now, but I'll give an update that approximately 67.3% of our Lee County rooms are open, and that represents around 9,651 rooms. The weekly star numbers for the week ending January 28th, occupancy at 81.1%. ADR at $216.16, and RevPAR $175.31. So now I will go ahead and everyone's been pretty quiet, but I'll go ahead and open it up for any questions or comments at all that anybody might have or want to share this morning. Happy to hear from anyone who has any news to share or any questions they'd like to ask. Just hit star 2 to unmute yourself. Okay, I'm going to try not to take it personally that I'm sitting in for Tam today and nobody had any questions or comments for me. All right, I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up now. I want to thank everyone for joining us today and the commissioner and all the guests who shared timely information about what's happening in our community. I do want to remind you that due to the monthly in-person TDC meeting next week, Tourist Development Council meeting, we will not host this phone call. Our next phone call will be Thursday, February 16th at 9 a.m. using the same call-in information as today. And if you have any ideas for future topics or need to reach out to us directly, feel free to call us at 239-338-3500. I know that I speak for Tam and the entire Lee County team when I tell you how much we appreciate your continued support in participating in these calls as we recover and rebuild our community. So everyone have a great day and an even better weekend when you get to it. Goodbye for now. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Thank you.
Very informative. It was terrific. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.